Hi, I'm Fiona Ragenbar, and I've got the chance here to go with the book Yoga Therapy for Stress, Burnout and Chronic Fatigue Syndrome so that you can chant them yourself, either for your own practice or if you're working as a teacher with students. So you might like to use these as a bhavana, which means a focus for your practice. And each Sanskrit word I chant, or most of them, are followed by the word Namaha, which is a Sanskrit word with several meanings, but generally it means to be at one with the word which it's chanting with. So, for example, if we were to chant Naroda Namaha, that would mean that I am at one with quietness. Or it can mean also I give thanks for whatever the word is that's being chanted. So these are from pages 123, 186, 191, 213, 223, and 231. And what I will do is to give the meaning of the word and then chant it. So the first word is apana, which means letting go, and this is usually associated with the exhalation. Apana Namaha. Quietness or peace of my mind. Nirodha Namaha. Love. Bhakti Namaha. Discrimination. Viveka Namaha. Bliss or peace of my own true nature. Ananda Namaha. Faith or confidence, trust. Shraddha Namaha. To surrender to the higher power, or just to surrender. Ishvara Pranidhana. Friendliness. Maitri Namaha. The energy of the warming sun. Mitraya Namaha. The moon. Somaya Namaha. And this comes from the word soma and is good for calming agitation. Compassion. Karuna Namaha. Peace. Shanti, shanti, shanti. And this also means not being disturbed, even when circumstances are disturbing. And then pureness and clarity of sattva, the guna. Sattva Namaha. The earth. Prithivi Namaha. So thank you, and I hope these help you. And of course, you may like to take this into your own practice by choosing your own Sanskrit word that you might use, for example, from the Yoga Sutras, and applying it in a similar way. So I hope this helps. Thank you.